Well, if you listened to the program yesterday, you may have caught our conversation about milk prices with Chris Gleeson from the lobby group Farmer Power, himself an owner of a dairy farm in Victoria. For many months now, there's been this concerted push backed by the Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, to stop supermarkets selling milk for a dollar a litre. Yet, here we are at the start of the new year, and dairy farmers say they are still having to sell their product at below cost price. Many of them going out of business, literally being driven off the farm. So why is that the case? To talk us through this, we've invited John McQueen onto the program. It's the complex economics of the price of milk. He's the interim CEO of the policy and advocacy group, Australian Dairy Farmers. Good morning, John. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish, and thank you.
Chris Gleeson from the lobby group Farmer Power says that producing dollar a litre milk just is not sustainable. Why is that? How much does it actually cost to produce a litre of milk?
It depends on the time of year, and it depends on where you are in Australia. So I think the simplest way of describing this is that everybody in the industry, I think, realises that dollar milk is unsustainable in the long term. The cost of production for farmers goes up in winter, when you don't have as much grass growth and you've got to buy in a lot of extra feed. Price of production, cost of production in Queensland is higher than it is in Victoria, but and similarly in Western Australia and to a lesser extent New South Wales. So it's not just a simple what is the cost of production of a litre of milk, unfortunately. It is very much a function of where you are and where you are. The production system you have. But on top of that, you have the problem that milk has to be transported, and it's a costly product to transport. So to get milk from Victoria to Queensland for a litre, you're looking at something in the order of 18 to 20 cents a litre. So that's why milk has to be produced in different regions.
That's for the transport, right?
That's just transport costs. To produce in different regions.
I do want to interrupt you there because we're doing this interview to try and bring the audience some greater knowledge and understanding and insight of this issue. It seems lots of people are interested in this. Could you give us an example or even a range of the prices that it costs farmers? You mentioned a few examples of different states and different times of year. So that we understand what the cost of production is, at least relative to the charge that's levied to us when we purchase it.
So I guess the range is somewhere around about 40 to 50 cents a litre between the various states, if you were to take it over a full year. So virtually half the cost of that dollar milk is in the cost of production for the farmer. And that's all the farmer is getting for that milk, around that 38 to 40 to 50 cents a litre.
So it's fair to say that farmers are getting potentially 10 cents less per litre when they sell it on than what it costs them to make it. Is that correct?
Look, it's not. Because the cost... The milk price to a farmer is made up of not just the fluid milk that is sold, which is about 25% of Australia's milk production, but it's made up of cheese prices, costs of the returns from skim milk powder, whole milk powder, yogurts, and every other dairy product you see on the supermarket shelves. And on top of that, the farmer price is almost directly linked to the world traded price, because about 35% of our production is exported. And so I'm sorry that I can't give you an absolute...
That's all right. We don't need absolutes.
Because it is so complicated.
But I think information is helpful because people get very upset by this issue. Can you tell me a little bit about the relationship between the producers, the farmers, and the supermarkets? Because obviously the finger is pointed a lot at Coles and Woolworths, who are selling this dollar a litre milk. Yeah. But the deal that allows that, as I understand it, is with Devondale Murray Goulburn, which is the producer. Is that correct?
That, That's correct. It's not just Devondale, Murray, Goulburn. Fluid milk is provided to supermarkets by a number of Australian companies, some of which are multinationals and some of which are domestically owned. Murray Goulburn is one of the largest suppliers of that milk, and it's the largest dairy company in Australia. It is a farmer cooperative.
Yeah, so explain that to me. I mean, I had a look through their corporate media material overnight, and mm-hmm. they point out that they're 100% controlled by Australian dairy farmers, and their key objective is to maximise farm gate returns. So how does that work, that this cooperative has done this long-term deal to sell very, very cheap milk to the supermarkets at a price that is less than its members are costing it to make?
It's a very good question, and I think it's a question that a lot of people in the industry, including the dairy farmers who are the suppliers to Murray Goulburn, have been asking themselves time and time again, particularly since about April last year, when Murray Goulburn led the charge to a significant reduction in farm gate price and clawback from farmers. And so what used to
Do you have a theory? Do you have a theory, though? I mean, is the theory that they will get the profit, the farmers will get the profits ultimately?
Farmers believe their company. They believe their board and they believe the management.
Do you?
And I think what happened last year with the clawback and significant price reduction to the farmers at Murray Goulburn, was that confidence is shattered. And so what might have been their corporate statement and what farmers might have believed 12 months ago, I don't think you'd get the same level of confidence from a lot of the suppliers out there to Murray Goulburn or to any other company for that matter.
One supermarket chain in New South Wales is introducing a 2 litre product for $2.29. That's not a lot more per litre than the $1 a litre milk. Does that 29 cents difference over 2 litres actually make much difference to the farmers?
It can, given that that's a sort of 15% higher price than they're currently selling that 2 litre plastic bottle in many other supermarkets. So, yes, it can have a significant difference depending on the suppliers of that particular product.
A levy was introduced in around about 2000 to fund the restructure after deregulation of the dairy industry. That meant consumers had to pay 11 cents a litre extra for milk until it ended in 2009. In your view, would a fresh levy being introduced do enough to rescue the industry?
The thing, I'm certain that a new levy would not rescue the industry. It would require a re-regulation of the industry that has been completely deregulated now for 15 years. So it would take an enormous level of commitment from state and federal governments to do that. The probability of that under this or any other government is extraordinarily low. So what we've tried to do is find other ways to deal with this. One of the things that the government has given a commitment to, and we want them to do this sooner rather than later, is introduce into competition policy an effects test, whereby the impact of supermarket discounting deals with processors have to take into account the effect that it might have on the suppliers to the processor who is doing the deal. This is something that applies in just about every OECD country except Australia. And there is a lot of pushback from big business not to have an effects test introduced into the competition regulator's responsibility. We think that it is absolutely essential for small business to have such a test applied. The other thing the government has done was, which came into effect on the 12th of November last year, is an extension of competition policy whereby consumer protections for contracts were extended to small business. And this will have quite an impact on small businesses' contractual arrangements with the companies they supply their products to. And certainly over the last few months, we at Australian Dairy Farmers have been working with processors to get a code of conduct on contracts to remove clauses that were in contracts that allowed companies to do what they did last April, May. So
John
there's a range of policy issues that we're dealing with and will achieve better outcomes than an 11 cents a litre levy and re-regulation.
John McQueen, I think we'll have to leave it there. It does sound like, though, it's going to be worth us putting a call through to Murray Goulburn, the processors. I think there's clearly some questions for them. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Hamish.
John McQueen is the interim CEO of the policy and advocacy group Australian Dairy Farmers. It is 13 minutes to 8.